Northern Illinois University and Virginia Tech are historically bound. Gunmen terrorized their campuses, linking the schools through shock, grief, and the ability to persevere. Now several years have passed, and still their faculty and staff and even some students reach out to one another like war buddies when another school shooting makes the news. NIU Vice President Kathy Bittner says she was off campus earlier this month when a Virginia Tech police officer was shot and killed.
My BlackBerry lit up like a Christmas tree, I think because they also suffered an inordinate tragedy in 2007.
But the tragedies that bind the schools also shape the lens through which they're viewed.
Any act of violence that we have here in our community or on our campus is filtered through that lens of the media in particular.
NIU is close enough to Chicago to attract intense media coverage when crime occurs on or near the DeKalb campus. That's going to affect public perception. And this puts Bittner in a difficult position. As Vice President for University Relations, it's her job to sell the school to students, their parents, and the community in general. She can't deny the crimes have happened, but wants to keep them in perspective.
We have to talk about reality, and we have to talk about what the statistics say. And nobody likes to hear chapter and verse about statistical charts and data. But we have to do that, and we have to make it available. We have to be transparent. We cannot claim to be something that we're not.
And what it's not all that unusual for a campus of its size. Illinois State University and Bloomington Normal and Southern Illinois University Carbondale are statistically a lot like NIU, minus the high-profile crimes. Jay Groves is Illinois State's spokesman and assistant to the university president. He says the perception of campus safety plays a big part in setting his school apart for prospective students.
In fact, one of the things we say to our students, most of whom come from Chicago and the suburbs, is that you are probably coming to a safer place than you are living in now, and our crime data would bear that out.
Rod Sievers is a spokesman for the president's office at SIU. He says crime at his school and in its host city, Carbondale, hasn't risen to the national stage like NIU.
As far as the perception of campus safety, I would hope they think we're a pretty safe place.
Sievers says that doesn't mean that students aren't taught how to stay safe in school. They can use a nightly van service and call boxes when needed. They're also told to be responsible for their own visitors, whether living on campus or in apartment complexes nearby. Sievers says even though the perception of safety at SIU is intact, they've adopted practices learned through the tragedies at NIU and Virginia Tech. One is to take advantage of popular technology to alert students.
We weren't alone. I think a lot of universities decided they needed to do something to alert their students on a very timely basis or as quickly as they could. And we're using a multi-layered approach, not just text messaging, not just email, but a variety of different avenues.
NIU also has an emergency messaging system and makes it available to anyone, affiliated with the university or not. Despite all the time, energy, and money Northern spends to improve campus safety, Kathy Bittner says she's learned through conversations with students and parents that safety is just one in a long list of factors that play into choosing a school.
I think that the academic programming, the fit of a student in a particular campus, the campus social life opportunities, the campus life, the residence halls, all of these things are probably even they're very important. I think safety is a factor, but it is not, in my opinion, I have never heard it to be the factor.
NIU students are reminded of their own role in keeping themselves safe through something called Northern Pact. They can sign a voluntary pledge to be a caring, respectful, and responsible part of the community and get a free T-shirt. All three schools also give new students what Illinois State's Jay Groves calls common sense safety tips. It's up to the students to do some of the work, with the university doing what it can to deliver a heightened sense of security on campus.
In the past year, we hired an additional security force that allows our police force to do more police patrolling on the campus and around the perimeter of campus and not do some of the things that a security force could do, like unlock and lock doors, make sure doors and windows are secured, things like that.
All perceptions aside, NIU leaders have another challenge that few other schools share: how to demonstrate how safe their campus is while continuing to honor the students they've lost to violence. Bittner says they help drive the decisions that will better protect the 23,000 students who attend NIU today.
Those faces, those are NIU students. They will always be Huskies. They are in the back of our mind in every single day and in every single decision we make.
Tomorrow, we conclude our series by looking at what's really being done to make NIU and the community safer. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.